Hey, good morning to everyone. I'd like to go through some halachas of Sfiras Tzaddikim. It's true, we usually go through Hilchos Shabbos and we will continue Hilchos Shabbos, but there's different questions that have been coming up throughout the week. So we'll clarify some of the halachas of the sphere of the counting itself and then about the minhagim during the days of Sfira. So the Zman is the time from when one could begin counting, which is really at Shkia, sunset. However, it's better that one should wait until Tzeisa Kachavim, which is around over here in Eretzol, approximately 25 minutes after Shkia. It's preferable. And it's also preferable to daven Ma'ariv first. And there are those that even have the minig to daven Ma'ariv early during these days, so that they can count Sfira earlier, so that it's more of a tmimus, it's more complete, the days are complete, the counting is more complete, like we have in this week's Pasha, that should be tmimus, complete. However, those that have a set minion for Ma'ariv should keep with their minion for Ma'ariv. If someone feels that for some reason they forget to count later, either they have to leave right after Ma'ariv or whatever reason is that they're not here to remember to count, so then they could already count before Ma'ariv. But it is definitely preferable one should wait for Ma'ariv. And the meaning is to count at the end of Ma'ariv before Aleinu. There are some places that count after Aleinu, and Matzei Shabbos is after the Kaddish with the Segava. It's important to count with a minion. The Shlo brings it down, others bring it down. To count, it's a better mitzvah. Mitzvahs that are done with other people, it's besides Reiv Am Hadus Melech, but there's also Indian Rashi brings down that when many people do a mitzvah together, it gives more of a hiddur, it makes the mitzvah a better mitzvah. So therefore, it is definitely important to count with a minion. One who came late and joined the minion by Shmona Esrei, and now after Shmona Esrei, he needs to now say Krishma with the Berachas Krishma. So really, according to the rules of Tadav Shein, they thought that we have a rule that when you have two mitzvahs in front of you, one which is more constant than the other, we do the one which is more constant first. So therefore, it makes sense to say Krishma first. However, since there is a good chance that he will forget the count, if he says Krishma and the Berachas Krishma, so you should count with the Tzibur and then say the Krishma and Berachas Krishma. You have a similar situation Friday night. Many people on Makalba Shabbos early and they daven Ma'ariv early. So you could daven Ma'ariv earlier, but counting the Sfira, one should wait until after Tzeis HaKochavim, like we said, is approximately 25 minutes after Shkia. You're in the middle of the Suda, when you remember, so just like you say Krishma over, you count Sfira. If one's holding at the end of the meal, now he has Birchas HaMazon and Sfira in front of him, so it makes sense to say Birchas HaMazon first because that's more constant. However, since he may forget to say Sfira afterwards and now he remembers, so it's worthwhile saying Sfira first and then to bench. One should know the day, the amount of days when he's making the bracha. Not that you should make the bracha and then as he's making the bracha, listen to, or when he finishes the bracha, listen to the person next to him to find out what tonight is. You should know already when he's making. So the chazan makes the bracha and says the day, the amount of days. So one should listen to that, know the amount of days, and then make the bracha for himself. Many have the minig to say afterwards, there's a harachman, harachman yachzalon avayis beisimigdish l'mkayma. Some say the yiratzayin, which is important to know why we're saying that is since this is a mitzvah which is a zecha for what was done in the beisimigdish. And anytime we do a mitzvah that's a zecha for what was done in the migdish, we speak it out. So we say a tefillah that the beisimigdish should be returned to us quickly. It's like by Lel Seda when we eat the kairach. So we say Zecha to what Hillel did Bizman the Mikdash. It's an Indian of speaking out that it's a Zecha for what was done in the Mikdash. Now, if one forgot to count, this is a common question. If one forgot to count at night, So first of all, he has the entire night to count with a bracha. If I remember, any time throughout the night until Alayis HaShachar, till the morning, he can count with a bracha. But if the entire night went by and he did not count, he now remembers in the morning, whenever Rosenbaum makes his announcement of today's days, what the we were holding in Sfira, he remembers, he could still count without a bracha, and then continue tonight, you could continue with a bracha. So if one remembers any time throughout the day that they did not count last night, they can still count during the day without a bracha, and then continue with the bracha that night. If one remembers it's already Shkia time, let's say tonight Shkia time, one remembers they did not count last night and today, so you still have around 13 minutes to count, and you'll save yourself that you'll be able to continue with a bracha. It's called Bein HaShemashes. If one counts during Bein HaShemashes, they could still continue afterwards with a bracha. Now, if one forgot and they did not count the entire night and the entire day, they remember the next day, then they still have a mitzvah to continue to count, but without a bracha. Without a bracha. If one is misupik, if one has a suffik, did I count last night or I didn't count last night, you continue with a bracha. In the case of a suffik, you continue with a bracha. If someone comes over to you and says, what's tonight? And you say, tonight is the 31st. Or you say, as long as you didn't speak out, tonight is 2 weeks and 5 days, which is this amount of days, you still could count with a bracha. That's why if the night of Lag Bayim, someone says, what's tonight? Now, the Chatkili should not answer Lag Bayim, but if one did answer Lag Bayim, they still could count with a bracha. Okay, then just a few minhagim that we have during the days of Sfira Saima. Even though Sfira is an exciting time because we're getting closer and closer to Kabbalah Satayra, and like the Ramban says that the days of Sfira is Chol HaMoed, it's the Chol HaMoed between Pesach and Shavuos, because we're counting towards Kabbalah Satayra. However, at the same time, there was the Talmidim of Rav Kiva passed away, so therefore we have minhagi Avelos. What are the minhagi avelus we have? So basically, weddings. The minig is that we not to make weddings during the days of Sfira. There are those that there are different minhagim. I should really mention that there are different minhagim. When to keep these minhagi avelus? Everyone keeps 33 days. Some keep from the beginning of Sfira until Lag Baima. Some keep from Rosh Chodesh, the first day of Rosh Chodesh, for 33 days. Some start with second day of Rosh Chodesh for 33 days. But everyone keeps 33 days. Now, during these 33 days, the meaning is not to make weddings. If, let's say, one was invited to a wedding that someone's making during the days that for him is Sfira, and obviously for the other person, not the Minhag Sfira, so he could go in to say Mazel Tov, that's fine, and some are even lenient and allow him to attend the whole wedding. Haircuts, another meaning we have is not to take haircuts, which includes not to shave any hair, to cut any hair on the body. If someone has a mustache that's really disturbing his eating, so then there's a heter to trim it. On Lag Bayim, we'll discuss the halachas of Lag Bayim Yetz Hashem next week, but Lag Bayim will be mutter, so you can look forward to Lag Bayim. And there's different minhagim when on Lag Bayim, as we'll discuss. There are those that do have the minig of that they allow taking haircuts on Erev Shabbos. I think Chofetz Chaim and other places, but the general minig of here in Eretz Yisrael for sure is that we do not shave or take haircuts for Shabbos, and we do not take haircuts. There's a minig of the Arizal that was makben not to take haircuts throughout the entire Sfira until Erev Shavuos. There are those that are makbid for both sets of the 33 days. Therefore, they won't take haircuts until Shlesh Tzimei Hagbalah, until 3 days before Shavuos. So according to the Ari, there are those that learn in the Ari that even on Lagbayim, if you know you like the Ari. But there are people, I want to point out that there are those that have the meaning not to take a haircut throughout the entire Sefira. You have to find that if it's because of the Ari, so then on Lagbayim you may not be able to take a haircut. But if it's just because you're being makbid for the two zmanim, the two sets of 33, then you could take on Lagbayim. That's it's a little tricky because what they say is minig Yerushalayim is not the Ari. It's this that they're makbid for both halves, so therefore Lagbayim would be mutter. Okay. Cutting nails, washing clothes, and bathing, that's all permitted during Sefira. That some confuse it with the 9 days. Music is interesting because what's brought down in the Makar is Rikidah's dancing. That one shouldn't dance in a way of enjoyment. However, and then the Paiskim add on to that similarly one should not listen to live music. And then what was added onto that was also recorded music. So therefore, there are situations which Bachram have a lot of shaylas about listening to recorded music where there is a leniency in that, in recorded music, but in each situation one needs to ask the shayla if in their situation it's mutter or not. There's one last thing also that sometimes people confuse is that during the 9 days we have Isser of buying new clothing or new fruits that you need to make a shachianu on. During Sefira, it's permitted to say Shechianu. Some do wait until Shabbos to say Shechianu on the fruit if it's not going to spoil, but Me'ikra didn't, it is Mutter.
One more thing, someone unfortunately missed a day and isn't counting with a bracha, so I'm going to clear this with Rabbi Wiener in front of all of you. It's better if they would listen to someone else make a bracha, sure. Say a main, because it's very possible that they also, that would help for them. Because there's a suffix if they should make a bracha anyway. So when I make, say, Sefira Sayim in the front, I'm having in mind, if anyone here did not make a bracha, that I'm going to be mitzi them in the bracha, they should listen carefully, say a main to the bracha, and then count Sefira Sayim.
100%. Very good, very good.